Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 68 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Daria Denisenko.
You know, we are closing the gap on any learning loss that they've had.
The Rouen Board of Education met on Tuesday night.
A bill designed to protect victims of child sexual abuse is progressing through the legislature.
A new measure is offering students the opportunity to have another go at the previous school year.
The Kentucky legislature is sending a budget bill to the governor, but more work lies ahead.
Former Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker teased he's strongly considering a running for a seat in the U.S. Senate in 2022.
In sports, the Rouen County boys basketball team is going to the district title tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
80% chance of rain tonight with thunderstorms possibly after 2 a.m. and lows around 57. We'll have an extended weather forecast after this news.
The Rouen County Board of Education met on Tuesday night. The board approved setting graduation date for Rouen County seniors on Wednesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. on the Rouen County Senior High School athletic field. Board members also heard an update on the K-12 summer learning program from Brandy Rowlings. She says the parents of more than 370 students completed a survey to participate in the program. She expects there will be more to sign up to attend as the current school year approaches its end.
And right now we're in the planning phase, so we're starting to confirm our teachers for the pre-K through 12th grade, and then we're going to start working on the content for those summer learning programs to ensure that, you know, we are closing the gap on any learning loss that they've had.
Rowlings believes enrollment is likely to rise among high school and middle school students who need to recover academic credits in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic disruptions to learning. Board members also approved the 2021-2022 academic calendar and a dual credit program with Maysville Technical and Community College, a contract for geotechnical work for the planned Clearfield Elementary renovation project, as well as a memorandum of agreement between the school system and Pathways to provide services to students in the upcoming academic year.
A bill reshaping the composition of Kentucky's Board of Education that includes removing two non-voting members cleared the state Senate Monday. The recently created non-voting seats, one for a public school teacher and another for a high school student, are not included in the new proposed makeup of the board. Lexington Democrat Reggie Thomas said the two groups should have a role in the decision-making process at the state level.
I think those constituencies ought to be represented and their voices ought to be heard, because they have the most at stake when we talk about education.
What the bill does mandate is proportional political and minority representation along the equal gender membership on the board. Proponents say the measure is a move toward depoliticizing the Board of Education, which has been at the center of political fights over charter schools and commitments to the public education. The bill is now headed back to the House.
A bill designed to protect victims of child sexual abuse is progressing through the legislature. House Bill 472 would extend the statute of limitations for misdemeanor sex offenses involving minors from 5 to 10 years after their 18th birthday. Tanya Jernigan is a licensed clinical social worker at UK Pediatric Forensic Medicine. She says the bill will help children who were assaulted.
We see sexual assault victims that are much younger than 12. So we're talking, you know, 4, 5, 6-year-olds. It is incredibly difficult for them to be able to have the maturity level to have to explain what has happened to them.
According to nationwide data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 13 boys will experience sexual abuse, and 34% of all victims are younger than 12.
A new measure is offering students the opportunity to have another go at the previous school year. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
Senate Bill 128 will allow K-12 students to redo their last school year due to issues caused by the pandemic. The bill would also allow high school students a fifth year of eligibility to participate in sports as long as they do not turn 19 before August 1st of their senior year. Concerns about class capacity and finances were brought up by lawmakers, while praise was expressed on how the bill will help younger students. The House approved SB 128 by a 92-5 vote and is now headed to the governor's desk. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
The Kentucky legislature may be sending a budget bill to the governor, but the Senate's leading Democrat says more work lies ahead. Lawmakers were unable to incorporate the mammoth $2.4 billion stimulus on its way to Kentucky via the recently passed American Rescue Plan into the one-year budget. Instead, they passed a continuation budget that gives the legislature the power of the purse when it comes to approving how those federal dollars are spent. Morgan McGarvey said the influx of federal money, which comes with restrictions, could free up dollars elsewhere in the budget for major initiatives.
We can do something bold in either universal pre-K, early elementary education, higher education, build the research facilities of tomorrow.
Conversations between the governor and legislative leaders about where best to spend the stimulus funds are ongoing, with Beshear touting a plan he said could create 30,000 jobs in the Commonwealth.
Unregulated billboards printed up along Kentucky roadways may no longer be a sign of the times. The General Assembly passed legislation Tuesday that would reestablish the state's regulatory authority for roadside billboards after a federal court ruling called the state's prior regulations into question. HB 328 puts a previous Kentucky statute back in place, minus the unconstitutional language. The bill would not grandfather anyone in or make them remove billboards. Senator Mike Wilson, Republican from Bowling Green, successfully introduced a floor amendment that required the Transportation Cabinet to have the billboard regulations back in place by August 1st. One concern had been Kentucky has a risk of losing as much as $70 million in federal transportation funding for not meeting a federal requirement concerning roadside billboards. The state had regulated outdoor advertising along certain routes, such as state's parkways, since the Highway Beautification Act of 1965. HB 328 passed the Senate 30-6 and the House of Representatives 91-3. It now goes to the governor, who may sign it, permit it to become law without his signature, or veto it.
Kentucky families are facing greater levels of food insecurity and economic instability 1 year into the coronavirus pandemic. According to a new report from the nonprofit group Save the Children, the Commonwealth ranks in the top three states where food scarcity is highest for kids, along with Arkansas and Louisiana. Save the Children's State Director for Kentucky Rural Education Programs, Alyssa Taylor, says kids have been hard hit by multiple crises, including this winter's ice storm and historic levels of flooding.
What we're doing is working with the districts to get flood relief out. Some of them lost their homes completely. We received photos from Breathitt County and Perry County where, you know, the homes slid off the mountain due to a mudslide because of the flood.
Taylor says she's concerned kids will slide further in terms of learning, noting the extended disruption from school has been devastating for families without the tools needed for effective remote learning. She says 60% of low-income students regularly logged in for online instruction, compared to 90% of higher-income students.
Former Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker teased that he's strongly considering running for a seat in the U.S. Senate in 2022. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
Booker ran for Democratic nomination in the U.S. Senate primaries back in 2020, facing off against Amy McGrath and challenging then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McGrath won the nomination in June, but ultimately lost to McConnell in November. According to Wave 3 News, on Sunday, Booker told a KET audience he is extremely humbled to see people from his hometown of Louisville and across the state asking him if he plans to run for office. He says he is planning and doing research for a possible run in 2022, which would have the Democratic nominee likely running against current U.S. Senator Rand Paul. While no official announcements have been made, Booker says that the focus would be on a statewide level. He has ruled out a run for mayor in Louisville. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Kentucky officials are keeping close watch on two potential developing health threats. An outbreak involving a less common COVID-19 variant in a nursing home and new cases of Ebola in Africa. At least 41 people, 27 residents, and 14 staff at an Eastern Kentucky nursing home have tested positive for COVID-19. While genetic sequencing work is ongoing, State Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack says a new coronavirus strain appears to be active. In the meantime, Governor Andy Beshear says his administration is tracking travelers who recently visited two African countries experiencing Ebola outbreaks. So far, the state has identified 11 such individuals.
When we learn about more, we reach out each and every time. Again, we do not have anyone at high risk thus far.
Those contacted are assessed for exposure risk and informed of symptoms. Quarantine for anyone labeled high risk is 21 days.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area. On Thursday, expect showers with a high near 71. On Thursday night, expect showers with a possibility of thunderstorms before midnight with a low around 36. On Friday, it's mostly cloudy with a high near 47. On Friday night, it's mostly clear with a low around 29. On Saturday, it's sunny with a high near 55. On Saturday night, it's clear with a low around 31 degrees.
On our feature segment today, new research from the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education shows that even with advanced college degrees, women in Kentucky continue to earn significantly less than men over a lifetime. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
Gaps is a heavy focus of mine. How do we close those gaps from all different ends? You know, whether we're talking about racial gaps, ethnic gaps, whether we're talking about low income versus high income gaps, if we're talking about gender gaps. I mean, we have to talk about higher education as adding value to the state without leaving anybody behind.
That's CPE President Aaron Thompson. He's been at the helm of the state organization for 2.5 years and has focused on transparent data and the need for policy changes it identifies. CPE Associate Vice President of Data Research and Advanced Analytics, David Mahan, says the data from the study comes from more than 200,000 Kentuckians and shows that the higher degree a person can obtain, the bigger their earning potential.
You know, there's so much discussion right now about the value of higher education and the cost and the affordability questions and debt levels and all of those things that really the research always tells a very clear story that folks are making an investment in higher education and more times than not, it pays off, especially as we frame a research study like this that's over a lifetime earnings.
Digging into the data shows that given equal degree completion and equal number of jobs secured, women would make 98 cents to each dollar paid to male counterparts. But the overall data shows women with an associate or bachelor's degree earn only 73 cents for every dollar earned by male counterparts with matching credentials in the Commonwealth. Women with a master's degree earn 77 cents on the male dollar. Thompson says the bigger disparity begins with systemic problems in K through 12 schools where females are encouraged to pursue fields that pay less.
What we should be doing in higher ed and K-12 is to not dissuade someone from going into a particular area, let's say a STEM area, because somehow traditionally more men have gone into that. Or that men shouldn't be persuaded not to go into teaching, elementary school teaching, because women have dominated that.
Thompson says while traditional female jobs like teachers and nurses should be paid more, at the post-secondary education level, students need to be shown that majors are not gender exclusive. Mahan says the CPE is focusing on policies that will make degrees from Kentucky colleges and universities have greater value in the workplace.
That capstone experience right before you graduate can be a completely transformative experience, not just to bring all the learning experiences that you've had over the course of your time, at that higher education institution, but also to help you prepare for the workforce, right? And really understand the skills that are going to be critical for you to take into the workforce to make you successful.
Thompson says a key component in promoting positive change is community partnerships.
All of these things should be done not purely from a standpoint of being motivated by money. but should be because we know that that integration as a whole increases the likelihood that you're going to have a vibrant community, period. Not just with work, but also with culture.
The report on gender-based pay inequality is the second of three parts. The first showed that higher levels of education attainment allow workers to acquire significantly greater financial rewards over the course of a career. The next brief will focus on earning disparities related to race and education. To view the full report, visit cpe.ky.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from Main Street Medical Associates, 214 East Main Street in Moorhead. Main Street Medical Associates is now open to the Moorhead community, providing primary care and addiction services with counseling by board-certified and licensed providers. Same-day and next-day appointments for primary care, medical evaluations, occupational exams, physicals, and addiction services. In-office or telemedicine available by appointment by calling 606-784-8682. That's 784-8682. Main Street Medical Associates on Facebook and online at mainstreetmedical.live.
It's 68 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Keneally Roberts, here with Daria Denisenko and Sarah Mead, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Leanne Akers has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Wednesday evening.
The Viking boys are going for the district title tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. The boys basketball 61st District Tournament Championship is set to take place in Moorhead this evening. Facing off in the contest is Rowan County and Bath County. Viking head coach Sean Thacker says his guys know to expect a real test, but that will keep in line with the entire season.
Our kids just have to come out with the right mindset and ready to go and realize things aren't easy, that, you know, anything in life that you want that's of any value to you or important to you, that you have to be willing to step up and work for them. And, you know, hopefully our kids will come in with their right mindset and be ready to go.
Tip-off at Rowan County Senior High School is set for 7 o'clock. Several boys district championship matchups are set to take place throughout the region this evening. For the 62nd district title, the West Carter Comets will take on the Elliott County Lions. The Raceland Rams will face off with the Lewis County Lions for the 63rd district championship. And for the 64th district top spot, the Ashland Blazer Tomcats will be playing Boyd County. All of those games are set to tip off tonight at 7 p.m. The Moorhead State Baseball Eagles are looking for a win in Game 2 with West Virginia this evening. MSU fell to the Mountaineers last night on the road 7-1. Eagle head coach Mick Aoki says his team won't focus on yesterday's loss.
What we're trying to do is, regardless of whether it's Louisville or, you know, whatever, you know, the rec league team from down the street, it's what we're trying to We're trying to establish our level of play and be the best team that we can be day in and day out.
Live stats of today's contest are available right now on MSUEagles.com. The Moorhead State basketball team is in Indianapolis this week, preparing for the first round of the NCAA tournament Friday. The Eagles will face off with number 3 West Virginia. The Mountaineers went 18-9 on their season. MSU head coach Preston Spradlin says his team's first priority is defense.
We put a lot of emphasis. We spent a lot of time defensively, and our numbers reflect that, and rightfully so. That's, you know, our guys bought in early on that we were going to be an elite defensive team, and they didn't balk us on that. They bought in and put in the work, and we've got a really cerebral team defensively. Our guys are very intelligent, great basketball IQs.
Tip-off on Friday night is set for 9:50 p.m. And finally in sports this afternoon, a watch party for Moorhead State's first-round appearance in the men's NCAA basketball tournament is planned for Friday in downtown Moorhead. Downtown Moorhead Incorporated has teamed up with community partners to provide a projector screen to allow a socially distanced gathering on Batson Oates Drive. Morehead Parks and Recreation Director Matt Hamilton says participants are expected to observe CDC guidelines for safety.
I think that it's going to be a huge success. We have some seating placed throughout that Bats and Oaks, along with heaters. They are placed throughout the area safely to keep people away from each other, also away from the heat of the flames, of course.
The game is set to begin Friday at 7:50. Limited seating will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. The Parks and Recreation Department installed new seating last week. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials rose above 33,000 for the first time as the Federal Reserve said it sees no interest rate hikes through 2023. And the Dow Industrial average finished with a gain of 189.42 at 33,015.37, an all-time record closing high. The S&P 500 was up 11.41 at 3974.12, and that was an all-time closing high for the S&P 500 as well. The NASDAQ recovered from an earlier loss, finishing with a gain of 53.63 at 13,525.20. The Federal Reserve expects benchmark interest rates to remain near zero for the next 2 years, and also upgraded their economic outlook to reflect expectations for a stronger recovery from the recession, as the Fed now expects GDP growth to be 6.5% for 2021. The 10-year Treasury bond traded as high as 1.69% before closing up 2 basis points at 1.64%. In the commodity markets, oil was down 0.4% at $64.54 a barrel. Gold was up 0.75% at $1,743.50 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX up 20 cents at $92.14, AEP down $1.38 at $82.12, Marathon Petroleum was unchanged at $56.21, App Harvest down $1.60 at $21.52, and U.S. Bancorp was up 65 cents to finish at $54.49. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking another look at the weather for the WMKY listening area. On Thursday, expect showers with a high near 71. On Thursday night, expect showers and possibly a thunderstorm before midnight with a low around 36. On Friday, it's mostly cloudy with a high near 47. On Friday night, it's mostly clear with a low around 29. On Saturday, it's sunny with a high near 55. And on Saturday night, it's clear with a low around 31 degrees.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Tanner Boyd, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Carrie Stambo, Jonathan Burton, Shamari Mosley, and Sarah Mead, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Leanne Akers. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Daria Denisenko and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.